Hello, hello, hello.
Bonjour, hola, konnichiwa, wherever you are in the world. I am coming to you live and direct to be here on GWA Backstage to read the It's 2019, Time for the Backstage Accent Challenge. As you all know, I'm a dick sucker, so you know I gotta jump on whatever trend is hot at the moment, and it seems like this accent challenge is it. I believe there used to be an older accent challenge that I did not participate in, but here we are today doing this new updated 2019 one. You know, ride the new wave, freshness. Burp because I drank a lot of Coke, I had a lot of Chipotle, and I masturbated. So, you know, it's what better time than now, before the itis sneaks up on me, to do this. So, here we go. Number one. How do you pronounce your username? My username is Cutie and Lavender. Number two, where are you from in the world? I'm from North America, and I'm comfortable enough to say that I'm in the Northeast, you know? Three, what is it called when someone throws toilet paper on the house? I'll admit, the first time I saw this, I wasn't sure what it was talking about, and then I was like, oh, right, Halloween, people do that. I wouldn't know because the area that I live in is all apartments. We don't have trees. I call it TPing the house only because that's what movies have taught me, because again, like, that doesn't happen here. Four, what is that bubbly carbonated drink called? I believe you're referring to soda. Five, what term do you use for gym shoes? I think people wear sneakers to the gym. But if someone said gym shoes, I would know what they're talking about. I wouldn't correct them. You know, I think they're interchangeable. Six, what do you call your grandparents? So I call my grandparents grandma or grandpa followed by whatever their name is, because I have a pretty large family on both my mom's side and my dad's side. So it's hard to say, like, just calling them grandma and grandpa and then know who I'm talking about. So, you know, there's that. So it'd be, I have grandparents, I think I have three sets of grandparents, honestly. So there's that. But I think in line of this challenge, it'd be more interesting to know what I call my aunts and uncles, because again, I have a big family. I have multiple aunts and uncles, and I refer to them as either Tio or Titi, which are, as you know, I'm Hispanic, so that's the names that we use. But I think, and I use them the same ways with my grandparents, I say Tio, whoever, Titi, whoever, but I think you saying those terms are more for children, you know? And I guess I was supposed to grow out of calling them that at some point. I just can't imagine myself using their name. It's kind of like with teachers, how they say you're not supposed to use their first name, you're just supposed to call them Miss or Mr. whatever. That's how I see it, but like with my family. So yeah, I don't see that happening anytime soon. Let's see, phone closed, damn. Seven, what do you call the thing with wheels used to carry groceries in the supermarket? I call those shopping carts, as well as I also call the carts you can get at like the 99 cent store to use for laundry or to bring your own cart to the supermarket. I also call those shopping carts. Eight, what do you use to change the channel on TV? So I use a remote, but I don't really watch TV. I usually use Hulu or Netflix. So, to be pedantic, I use my PS4 controller. Nine, choose any book and read a random passage. Okay, so let's see if... Oh, I got the perfect book for y'all. Okay, so you did not grow up Gen X or whatever, if you don't have the care and keeping of you, all my ladies out there. This book prepared me more than my family or any other adult I had in real life for what puberty was going to be like. So, and you know what? This is a good chapter, Sun Sense, because as we all should know, sunscreen is very fucking important, you know? And I started wearing it again recently. I wear SPF 100, Neutrogena, shout out. But, no... No sponsorship, but here we go. Okay, Sun Sense. On bright and hold on. I want to read this in my normal voice. I don't want to read it in my, like, customer service type voice. On bright sunny days, and on snowy days too, always bring your sun sense along with you. No safe tans. You might think a tan looks great now, but wrinkles and spots don't look good on anyone. Doctors agree, there's no such thing as a safe tan. All skin, regardless of type, is damaged by the sun, exposing your unprotected skin can give you a blistering hot burn and lead to allergic reactions and skin cancer. Protect your skin. The sun's rays are most intense between 10 o'clock in the morning and 3 o'clock in the afternoon, but dangerous rays are present all day long. Remember, too, that the sun can damage your skin even on cloudy days and winter. The sun reflects off the clouds and snow, making it extra intense. So before you head out the door, be sure to slather on some sunscreen. Sunscreen products carry a rating called an SPF, or sun protection factor. An SPF rating of 15 means that protects your skin 15 times longer than if you had used nothing at all. Everyone should use a sunscreen with an SPF of at least 15. Girls who have fair skin or skin that burns easily should choose a product with an even higher SPF. If you'll be swimming, make sure you use a sunscreen that's waterproof. And reapply. Damn, I can't read. Damn you brain cells for peaking in 5th grade. If you're spending a lot of time outside, bring your sunscreen along and slather on more every couple of hours. When you're at the beach or pool, it's especially important to reapply sunscreen after you get out the water. Well, I hope everyone learned something. Let's see. 10. Do you personally think you have an accent? I know I have an accent. I know I have an accent because when I used to work a food service job, a lot of regular people, a lot of locals and tourists would come in and they would comment saying that I had an accent. And they'd be like, say that word again? Oh my god, look at how you pronounce that word. I'd be like, it's just how I talk. I can't help it. Like that. Like, okay, so words that have that aw kind of sound. Like talk, coffee, cost. Like that, they'd be like, oh my god, is that your accent? I'm like, I don't fucking know. Like, obviously, I wouldn't say that to customers because I'd get fired. But, you know, that's just my thinking. Like, I don't know. Like, I can't hear myself and be like, oh, that's for sure an accent. Like, nah, that's just how I speak. Like, but yeah, I use a customer service type voice usually when I'm on Reddit, just because I think it's easier. I guess subconsciously I don't want to sound uneducated, but yeah, in real life I use a lot of slang that I'm not even gonna try to bring up right now because I don't think anyone would get it. But yeah. 11. Say these words. Aunt, envelope, theater, caught, salmon, bacon, macaroon, caramel, fire, tomato, coupon, herb, but there's also a slang for a loser called a herb, pecan, both, again, root, probably, sovereign, lawyer, mirror, water. I heard that. I heard me saying water really weird. Water. Mayonnaise, oregano, pajamas, iron, naturally, aluminum, GIF, New Orleans. New Orleans? Sometimes I say New Orleans. Well, actually, no, I think I say New Orleans more often. Cracker Jack, doorknob, Alabama, mobile, country, biscuit, garage. Okay. And then for 12, say any three words that come to your mind. Okay, so sunshine, pants, and squiggly. And then bonus round, if you're up for it, try the word list, number 11, in other accents. So I guess the closest thing I could probably do is like a southern accent, I guess I could say these words in a southern accent, you know, test my voice acting abilities and see what I could do, although it probably is gonna sound a little more stereotypical. I don't know if we could actually find a southern person that actually sounds like that, but here we go. Say these words. Aunt, envelope, theater, caught, salmon, bacon, macaroon, caramel, fire, tomato, coupon, herb, pecan, both, again, root, probably, sovereign, lawyer, mirror, water, mayonnaise, oregano, pajamas, iron, naturally, aluminum, gif, New Orleans, Cracker Jack, doorknob, Alabama, mobile, country, biscuit, garage. How was that? Let's see. This probably sounds really bad. There's probably Southerners here listening to this that think, man, this is really freaking bad. Who does this freaking city person think she is? And yeah, you're probably right. Hello, kitty. My cat just ran across my feet. I know I live with two cats, even though I'm allergic. But anyways, I hope that was at least some form of entertainment. Okay, I was very worried for a second. Sorry to pause like that. One of my cats is actually about to pass away. I'm sorry to get so heavy, but yeah. He's the old family cat, and he hasn't been looking well. But you know what? I think his time is here because we've had him since I was 5, and I'm an adult, so I'd say that's a pretty long life. I'm sorry to end this on such a weird note, but yeah, from both of my cats and me, everybody have a good night, have a good day, wherever you are in the world, and with that, Cutie and Lavender is out.